today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. We're launching in hour number two of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com. We'll go right into your phone calls here, and then we'll give you the Ron Paul update that I promised. But first, let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. The government doesn't seem to be very successful in eliminating spam. All they do is pass laws, and they preempt even tougher state laws, and the spam just gets worse and worse because the government doesn't do much about protecting the citizens against the social evil that consumes, you know, like if it takes 5 minutes a day to wipe out all the spam off your hard drive, you know, times all the millions of internet users, that's a lot of time. But there are free market solutions.
Yeah, ones that work.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but let's say you sow the web with bogus email addresses to bog down the spammers. You put all these bogus email addresses, a bunch of random letters at a bunch of random letters .com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the info bot will go surfing that, the spam bot will go slurping up down these, oh, my master will be so happy I'm finding all these email addresses. And when they go to send out a million email addresses, a million spams, like 99% of them will be garbage. So you're bogging down the spammers. So I thought this idea, you know, sow the web with bogus email addresses to bog down the spammers,
mm-hmm,
would make a good theme for a website. So I set that one up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if the spammers really care that much about that. I mean, they don't care that they've got bogus email addresses. They just want to send out spam, and they know they're going to hit some real ones as they're slurping down those email addresses with their bots that are crawling the web.
Right. I'm not sure how much it actually bogs them down. I mean, they're going to get bounce backs, and they'll have to deal with that, but they have to
they'll just ignore them.
They have to deal with some level of bounce back anyway.
They can probably just filter the bounce backs so they don't even have to see them. I mean, these are professionals we're talking about here. I think that the spam protection is far more effective on the other side of the coin, and that is in the inboxes of the world. For instance, in Gmail, I've got 2,500 messages in my spam folder right now, and those get cleaned out every month or so. So, you know, periodically they get cleaned out. So Google Mail, for instance, does a fantastic job of filtering out spam. Some of them still make it through, but nowhere near as much as
I can't remember the last time I got one from in Gmail.
Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. And Gmail's free. So Google has come up with the...
But I think it's good ideas like Tom that need to be explored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the marketplace is handling it. I mean, if anybody thinks the government is out there doing a damn thing to stop spam or stop solicitation on the phone solicitation, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, I think that their no-call list has been somewhat effective.
I still get calls all the time. I'm not sure.
Are you on the no call list?
I don't know.
You that then you're not.
I don't have to go and sign. I don't call mommy government to take care of me, Mark.
I understand.
Google, in fact, Google is handling the spam problem with phone calls as well with their new Grand Central service, where you can put your phone number sort of behind a wall, basically, and give everybody. You put your real phone number behind a different phone number. You give everybody the frontline phone number. They call that. And then it forwards the call onto your regular phone. In fact, it can call like six phones at once if you wanted to. It can ring your cell phone, your office phone, your home phone, all at the same time.
If you have a home phone, though, you know, a regular landline, you're still going to have the same problem because the company's going to give out your landline number and people are going to call it. So.
Well, you can always pay them and not do that.
Right, you can have VoIP.
Does VoIP? Yeah, I guess you're right. VoIP doesn't give out that information. So anyway, the phone numbers ring through this Grand Central service, and Grand Central, like Google Mail, again, it's a Google product, has its own spam blocker. So even if people in the spam world start getting your phone number, Google's got their number listed, the ones they're calling from,
mm-hmm,
and they'll, you know, knock them out. They won't even send those calls through to you if you turn on spam protection. And if a call comes through and it is spam, you can go into their system and mark it as spam. You'll never hear from those people again. So, I mean, it's just the marketplace is really what's handling the problem.
I would agree with
more
that.
More so than anything else. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just to touch up a little bit on what I just was listening to, what makes Gmail so effective in essence as far as spam is concerned is that it not only does it handle it on its end, but it relies on its own users to help quarantine the spam. For instance, let's say that, Ian, you get a piece of mail that happens to get through into your inbox. You mark it as spam. It automatically, what Gmail does is it adds that bit of information that you submitted against its already profound number of spam solicitations.
Yep.
That way, no one else gets it, and it prevents someone like me from getting it the next time around. So that's...
That's just what's on the surface. That's what we know about. Who knows what sort of programming and algorithms and things like that they've designed custom to make their system just more effective than I think anybody else's. It's just incredible.
Yeah, sure. Well, there was a couple of things I wanted to bring up just briefly. The first thing I wanted to bring up was this god-awful misuse of the term grassroots. I don't know if you've come across it yourself, but I've been reading a number of articles both in traditional print and online about how all these other politicians, so-called politicians, are taking advantage of the grassroots movement. When I think grassroots, I don't think of hitting Oprah up for a large donation as grassroots.
No.
I don't think of getting plugged on the Letterman show as grassroots. However, I do think going on a website and soliciting for a $500,000 from its loyal contributors, John Q. Public, is grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about it, but I think the term grassroots is getting, it's soon to get a negative connotation to it because now everybody's grasping onto this term.
Mm.
And the only one that's effectively done it and has done it successfully, to my astonishment, has been Ron Paul.
Well, I'm not going to go out on that limb and say that. I mean, I don't pay attention to the other Democrats or Republicans and whatever grassroots efforts that they're leading. But Ron Paul is certainly very, very effective at it. And I would say that, that Ron Paul's campaign is more than just grassroots. Because grassroots, it's sort of, it evokes images of somebody... It evokes images of, times past, of political campaigns, of yore, if you will. And I think Ron Paul's campaign is more than just grassroots because he's plugged into the Internet. And the Internet makes grassroots into something that, the grass isn't necessary anymore. The information age is connecting people in a way that was previously impossible 20 or 30 years ago. So I don't know if even grassroots is that appropriate. I think it's like a decentralized grassroots free market effort to elect Ron Paul, for lack of a better or more descriptive term.
You ought to toss the word electronic in there, too.
That's a good one, electronic. But what you're talking about has really just been stunning. If you go to ronpaul2008.com, his campaign website, there's a neat little flash presentation right there on the front of the page. I'm sure you've been in the last few days, Bill.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right this moment. 955,000.
That's
not again.
$955,000 is what they've raised in the last 6 days. They started this on Monday with the original goal, which seemed pretty lofty at the time. It seemed pretty lofty of $500,000.
Right. There was a good chance they could fail.
They blew through it. I think it was on Wednesday when they blew through
that. Days.
And then it's just been like 150 grand a day coming in since then. They've raised their goal to $1 million. This is the same campaign that the mass media is saying, who is this guy? He doesn't have a chance. It's Ron Paul. What is this all about? A bunch of people spamming our polls. You know,
right.
Sean Hannity and them.
Right. Because these people are thoroughly entrenched and they're paid by the Washington monolith.
Yeah.
Ron Paul wants to destroy the Washington monolith.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly. I mean, he will leave a constitutional government, but there's so much about our government that's not constitutional. He says he wants to get rid of the IRS.
That's just awesome. And that's what's exciting people.
And he's a 10-term congressman.
Right.
He's electable.
And he's got a history of actually doing what he says.
Right.
Unlike most of these other scumbags that are just lying through their teeth. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So Ron Paul's campaign, they've got over 24 hours left to make it to $1 million. And they're already at 955,000. There's no doubt they're going to roll right through $1 million, maybe even make, who knows, 1.2 by the time it's all done. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 28, 2007, gold 740, 2 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $765, $377.20 for half, $188.60 per quarter. That's $765, $377.20, and $188.60. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economists wrote Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line, Ian here with you.
And Mark,
live Saturday show. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. The dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231 is our number. Talking a little bit about the Ron Paul campaign, something that is getting people around the country and even around the world excited. There are international Ron Paul supporting groups that are popping up across the entire globe. This is how original this guy is in comparison to the other Republicans and Democrats that are running. If you haven't heard what Ron Paul has had to say yet, then you haven't watched any of the debates. Because it's clear that his message is very, very different than anything else being presented to the American voting public. And it's getting people excited. People, Republicans, who are totally burnt out on the Republican Party. Republicans that used to actually like the whole small government idea. Yeah. Then Democrats that are sick and tired of the Democrats just lying through their teeth about war.
Until Ron Paul came along. I was a Republican up until pretty much George Bush got elected, and you know, a couple of years after that, and then 9/11 occurred, and you know, just the whole way that the Republicans have been stuffing their pockets full of our money and prosecuting this war that, you know, just doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. For them, big government's only bad if they're not in charge.
I stopped calling myself a Republican.
Sure.
Stopped. And since Ron Paul's been back, I'm willing to do it again.
I'd still be reluctant.
I understand. I always caveat it.
So we're pretty excited about the campaign. A lot of our listeners are very excited. A lot of Americans from across the political spectrum, even into the world of the apolitical. I mean, there are anarchists, free marketeers, that some people that never have voted in their lives. People are willing to stand up and get registered to vote just so they can vote for Ron Paul. Because they really feel like he is, I know you've said this, Mark, that he's the last chance for liberty in America.
That's how I feel.
I mean, it seems like we are really going down a dark, dark road to totalitarianism in this country, whether it's some weird mixture of socialism with fascism together. We are going in a very dangerous direction. And some would argue we've already passed the point of no return. In fact, Karen Kwiatkowski at LouRockwell.com is going to make that argument. But even she is a Ron Paul supporter, so I don't even think that she thinks it's all totally lost. There is a chance to turn this country back around and go back to the principles of liberty and freedom. But Ron Paul, really, in my opinion, I'm agreeing with you at this point, Mark. I think Ron Paul's the last chance at a national level. I think there's still some things that can be done at state levels, like here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. I think that's going to have some really important effects on freedom in New Hampshire. But as far as the rest of the country is concerned, as far as the national scene, Ron Paul is the only person talking in this manner. He's the only person presenting real liberty-oriented solutions
to government
problems.
If you're against war, if you're against the American people being cheated out of their money in Washington, and if you're for small government, this is the guy for you. There's no other candidate out there that has the record that he does. I'm sorry. Mitt Romney says that he reduced taxes in Massachusetts.
He's a liar.
Well, sure, but he increased fees, as did Giuliani. I mean, these guys didn't shrink the size of their governments.
Nope. I mean, Mitt Romney is the guy that instituted the socialist medicine system.
Right, he presided over that.
Or the fascist medicine system, whatever you want to call it. It's government all the way for these people. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Paul in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to let everybody know about the meetup groups. We've got hundreds of people just in Indianapolis that are involved in the Ron Paul meetup groups, and it's exciting. I mean, it's cool to hang out with these people, have barbecues, and organize events to help Ron Paul.
What are you seeing? I mean, I personally have never been to one of these meetup groups. I imagine there's one in my area, just I haven't looked into it yet, because, you know, I'm supporting Ron Paul in my way of getting on the radio and talking about it. But what are you seeing when you go to these groups? What's are there really people there from all across the political spectrum? Who have you met that you didn't expect to be at one of these groups?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, liberal professors that are, you know, teaching at universities that are against the war primarily, but you know, there are other things about Ron Paul's message that they feel that they identify with. Me personally, I'm more of a little bit more libertarian side of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's a wide variety of people that I think understand the basics of the Constitution, and they want to see that at least on the federal level, that we've got some sort of libertarian-minded government once again, instead of this move towards basically fascism, I guess, or socialism. It's disconcerting, I think, to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Disconcerting to me.
And so many people had just thrown in the towel mentally. They'd given up, you know. They look at the Republicans and the Democrats, and they don't see a dime's worth of difference between the two. And then all of a sudden, Ron Paul appears out of nowhere, and he gives people hope again. He gives people the chance to actually reclaim their liberties. And there's no doubt that people are getting excited. Are you seeing new people come to the meetup groups on, like, a weekly basis? How often are you guys getting together?
Yeah, I mean, well, the one that I attend is just one of the smaller satellite meetup groups, but in the Indianapolis area alone, I think there's, well, I know that there's at least over 500 people that go to these meetup groups. Just
how many groups are there? How many groups are there?
I'm not sure how many there are. There's a lot of, like, small, like, the one that I go to is just in my local area, about five-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, when you were asking that question, Mark, were you asking just for Indy, or are you asking for the country?
No, Indy, specifically. I just wondered how many were in a single city like Indy.
Right, because Ron Paul, these meetup groups, he's got more meetup groups than any other candidate in the race, as I understand it. I mean, he's just incredibly, it's just an amazing phenomenon.
So these are all people that are ready to help. And so, you know, I think it's just exciting to be around other people that have similar ideas, that are ready to help, and they're pretty positive people. They're not just a bunch of conspiracy people. They're just on.
That's good.
They like the positive message that he's trying to carry forward, and they're ready to help. So.
Let me throw this one out to you, Paul. If indeed Ron Paul does not make it through the primary, let's say for whatever reason he loses, he does not get the nomination, and let's say he decides he doesn't want to run as a third party, which is what he's saying he's going to do, but who knows?
Right.
People might convince him otherwise. But let's just say he takes his hat out of the ring and goes home to Texas. What do you think is going to happen with all of those activists that have gathered together for these meetup groups? What of the people that you've met? What do you think they're going to do? What will you do?
I mean, I think I'm going to have a pretty tough time continuing on with my association with the Republican Party, just because it's opened my eyes a little bit, being involved with or being exposed to what he's had to say and really starting to investigate, you know, some of the things that he's had to say. I've always been on the libertarian side of the party, but I've never understood how the party is operated.
It's
until,
a mess.
Until now, until I've focused on him.
Right. It's disgusting. That when you get involved in party politics, it's such a turnoff because there's so much bureaucracy and just political football being played, and it's just awful.
It's dirty.
Right. It absolutely is. And, hey, Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work out there. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk about living in the imperial world on the way. Take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. Archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and I can tell you that if you're listening to us on your radio station and you don't get our weekday show, you've missed quite a few moments. So go to
18 hours a week.
That's right. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can grab them right there from the front page of the website. Listen to them at your leisure. That's, once again, freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we go to the amplifier line, ladies first, it's Hannah in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Great to talk to you guys finally. I never call in.
Indeed. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
What's so important that you have to call us?
I normally listen podcasts, and I'm a couple days behind because I've been busy this week with my meetup group for Ron Paul. But I was listening to, I think it was 2 days ago, when you had a caller named Krishna call in about her view on how the nanny government got started.
Yeah, she was talking.
Feminism.
Right. She said feminism was the reason why the government has become more nannying than it ever has, and that women, for the most part, are to blame. She just attacked women in general for, being gold diggers and that sort of thing. What did you have to say about it?
She's absolutely right on.
Really?
And I wanted her to know that she's not alone. And I think it's awesome that more people should be talking about it. And the fact that we've got women who basically even use their reproductive abilities to trap men for forever in stick them into a cycle of not being able to make it in life because they decide to go out and get pregnant. And
I have to say, I was
so... necessarily deciding, but allowing it to happen.
I was so frightened, and some of them do decide to do that, to trap a man. I was so frightened of this possibility, I went out and got a vasectomy at age 23.
I heard that. I thought that was funny.
Well, it is funny. It's one of the most freeing things that I think that a young person can do. If you understand that you can just adopt a kid, if you ever want to have a child, you can just adopt one.
Yeah.
Then you're really taking charge of your reproductive abilities, and then you can't get into those traps anymore. But Mark, did you have a comment?
Oh, I wanted to know. It's Hannah.
Hannah.
Yes.
Okay.
Hannah.
I wanted to know, what do you think that then the women's suffrage movement, where women got the right to vote, do you think we should reverse that?
No, I don't think so. I think
I know, it's a tough
we're perfectly
stance,
intelligent people in order to make those kinds of decisions, but I think that what they say about us being emotional is very true. And when you let those emotions come in to where we're making these laws governing people's behavior, That's where we've really started to lose our way and to lose our freedoms. And it is a very mommy state that we are in. I'm a mother. My son's 19, and so I know exactly when I say you can't do this, you can't do that. That's just I'm molding him to be able to make those decisions for himself and for my daughter's sake too. But once you're out there, that's the whole point. You're supposed to be able to make these decisions and take the risks and suffer the consequences of it.
So how did you, as a female who is probably consider yourself a libertarian or something like that, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of you.
Oh, well, thank you. how did you come to the point of, overcoming your female nature, I suppose, if that's what you're saying is indeed the case, that women have this nature of wanting to control and to protect and utilize the state in order to do those things. What was it that, I don't know, tipped with the straw of the camel's back for you? What happened?
I don't know that I've ever had much of a female feminine nature. I've always been kind of one who had more guy friends than girlfriends. And you can kind of see, I saw a lot of what the girls around me did to the guys and what they get away with. And so that kind of formulates a lot of my ideas about that, I guess.
I think I can understand, because I was talking with my girlfriend Julia about something similar recently, and she had pointed out to me that there was a certain time in her life when she was in her teenage years where she was like most other girls, and you know, she spent hours on her makeup and doing her hair, and of course, you know, when that's what you're spending your free time on, you aren't actually enriching yourself in any way. So she was a little vapid, I guess, at the time, and there was some sort of change that she went through where she came to the realization that this wasn't what she wanted for her life. And she didn't want to do this, and she didn't want to be so ruled by her emotions anymore. And she made a conscious decision to be more logical. And I think that's how she described it to me, just a conscious choice that she was not going to be ruled by her emotions anymore. And it worked for her. And now when she feels, you know, a rush of emotion coming on, she catches it, you know, and analyzes it and says, and really looks at it and determines whether or not it's appropriate to be emotional in that way. Can you relate to that at all?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, especially when your kids are little and you're so worried about everything, my views on the nanny government, there ought to be a law for all of these things that I don't think that endanger me and my family and my children. And, you know, and that's a very big and it's a very emotional, fear-based attitude. And I guess basically it's just over time when you start to see, well, wait a second, if there's a law for this and there's going to be a law for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm for... you know, personal, being able to be free to do what you want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. And if they hurt themselves, then so be it.
Right. And I imagine that eventually if a woman who had previously believed in the government as a solution to whatever fill-in-the-blank the problem might be, if the government decides to encroach onto her life and regulate, for instance, the way that she's raising her children, for instance, not allowing breastfeeding in public, that might
or
be one great...
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, give them a reason to all of a sudden have the government slap them across the face, and then they'll come to understand that maybe this government is a little bit dangerous, and maybe we do need to be careful with what we're asking it to do. That may be one way for a lot of women to come on board with the Liberty Movement, but is there a way we can preempt that? Is there a way we can get to them beforehand without actually having to have the government wake them out of their slumber with some, you know, governmental coercion or violence? Is there some sort of, I don't know, some path we can help women get on to discover liberty before it's too late, I guess?
Well, I think that, you know, as Ron Paul always says, you know, we set the example, and I know you guys talk a lot about, too, that it's more in, you know, you're kind of shaming people into doing the right thing more so than imposing your will upon them, and you let them know that, you know, I think you can just do it through talking to people and through letting them know that there are other options. I have neighbors who tend to be kind of on the socialist side, and when they talk about, you know, their government jobs and wanting universal health care, you know, I kind of try and explain to them a little bit, well, don't you like to have choice? And, you know, you just kind of, you show them the lighter side of the freedom, you know, and then you look at, you can take them along the other path. Well, what happens when this thing that you like gets restricted, you know? If you can't drink your soda anymore because it makes you fat.
And do you think it'll be easier as time goes on and liberty, presumably, I mean, this is my fantasy world, right, where liberty keeps getting more and more popular, once it gets to a certain point of critical mass where it's being accepted by a lot more people than it is today, do you feel like it'll be a lot easier to bring more women on board when it's more cool and more accepted to love liberty?
Yeah, I think that women would generally be on board if they weren't given such free rein to you know, kind of get carried away with their ideas. I guess it's just more upon the ones who actually are getting into office. And you see the Nancy Pelosi's and that gal from Southern California. I can't think of her name.
Feinstein?
No, she had a funny accent.
Well, whatever.
But she's always making up these laws, these stupid, you know, nanny laws.
Making us a little safer.
Yeah. Yeah, at everybody's expense.
You know, I'm all for safe, but I don't think that someone's freedom should be limited as a result of the safety that somebody else wants for their life.
Right.
And I think most people, women and men, can understand that liberty is a good thing for them. It's just getting them to understand that you have to give liberty to everybody else, including the weird guy down the street, if you want to actually have liberty in your life. It's a constant challenge bringing more women into this movement, but also so rewarding because then we get really intelligent, interesting people like you, Hannah, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The Liberty Ladies that are in this movement are just firebrands. They're so passionate and so just intelligent and on target with liberty. It's the more we can recruit, the better we'll be. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. The Sickles CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and AMP. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. It simply allows us to help get the show out to more radio stations. It's your dollars helping us spread Free Talk Live because we don't charge you for the website. So those other radio talk show hosts, they do charge you for their sites. We figured we'd give the site away for free and then just ask for contributions. And it's been working pretty well. Hundreds of our listeners
have signed up. AMP's not really contributions, though. I mean, AMP...
You don't think?
No, it's a club. In the same way, you know, it's a membership club. You get... Perks for joining. You get the amplifier.
It wasn't created with that intention. The AMP program was created as a way for listeners to get behind the show and help promote Free Talk Live.
Fine.
We threw in some perks to spice it up a little bit.
I mean, you're talking $3 a month. You don't think that a personalized call-in line, a section on the BBS, what other AMP?
Chat room.
There's benefits to being an amplifier.
There are, but...
It's a club.
Okay, sort of. Sort of, kind of. It's cool.
It's not sort of, kind of, nothing. What do you get when you join a club? You get benefits.
But normally when you have a club, the money goes to the people running the organization, and they can do what they want with
it. No, it goes to the organization itself for the benefit of the organization. That's what's happening here.
Okay. Well, this money is going to promote Free Talk Live and get us on more stations, so you can call it whatever you want, but go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, talk to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about Ron Paul and the meetups for a minute.
Certainly.
I am the organizer for the Minnesota meetup, and there are 315 people in our meetup. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of people that I've never met before in the whole liberty movement. There are people that are Democrats, people that are Republicans, people that are independents, some Constitution people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in this to win. I mean, we're trying to change the tide here. You know, He was a second-tier candidate. I consider him a first-tier candidate now that, you know, he's won these polls and the media is trying to ignore him. But I believe that the people are now considering him strongly. So we're working to have him win. But I think in the case that he doesn't win, I'm considering, and I'll see what the group thinks of this, but creating a downsized D.C. affiliate because at least that type of group could be a long-term solution rather than something that's short-term, like a candidate,
right,
or being a party affiliate or whatever it is. That way, we bring a coalition of people that are completely pro-liberty, and it's something that I just want to throw out there.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. In fact, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org is expected to be on the show, tentatively scheduled for next week on Saturday. And we're going to be hosting Jim Babka's Downsized DC show tomorrow afternoon, which we'll stream on our live stream as we do it. And, of course, you can listen live at freetalklive.com to that. It's going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern time. So Mark and Ian filling in for Jim Babka on the Downsized DC dispatch report. So, Corey, just a quick question for – I'm curious about this. You say there are over 300 people in the Minneapolis media meetup groups. Now,
right,
are you actually meeting with 300 people at a time? How does that work, if so?
I think there are some people that live out of the cities that have signed up for it that just don't have an affiliate yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other – there are probably about 8 other meetups across Minnesota that are for Ron Paul. And so they're signed up with them as well as us. So that's probably why we have an inflated number. But I would say there are about 400 people across Minnesota that are signed up with the meetups that are actual activists. And the people that come to the meetings, I'd say it's a good, 30 to 40 that are really truly active and doing things.
So you'll have 40 people show up to a Ron Paul meetup?
Right.
That's pretty tremendous. I mean, you as somebody who's had some experience with the Libertarian Party, I know that you were an activist for the Libertarian Party, and you might still be, for all I know. But I'm curious, what was the biggest Libertarian Party meeting you ever went to?
Probably 20.
Yeah.
For just like a typical meeting, sure.
Right. How does that make you feel? Have you ever seen anything like this before in your whole career in politics?
I think people are excited because they see him a little bit in the media, a little bit more maybe than the typical Libertarian candidate might
get. Oh, yeah, a lot more.
and he's obviously bringing a lot more money. I mean, the typical Libertarian candidate might have like $1 to $2 million, whereas he's raising $1 million in a few days here.
Yeah,
so,
7 days.
It's a lot. There's definitely a lot more excitement, and I think we're putting on events. There's national events going on. I remember I mentioned the Paint the Town Ron thing. That's happening this weekend, and I mentioned there are 70 groups. Now there's 100 groups, and so it just keeps growing. And I think that is going to also push him to be in more of the media spotlight.
Right. Word is continuing to spread, and Corey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, about the Ron Paul campaign, and it's such an infectious message. The message of liberty makes sense if it's presented in an understandable manner, and it's not hard to do that.
It's what the country was founded on.
Right. So we've got those roots, which helps a little bit, though they've been pretty much hacked to bits by the government at this point. But people still want to be free, They still think that freedom is a good idea, and it's just... Ron Paul's the only person who's talking about it. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I had something else to talk about, but this Ron Paul thing is more important. I've got a concern here.
Okay.
The idea that they got all these meetup groups, there's 350 registered here in Denver. They're doing the Paint the Town Ron today, and there's another one a little south of Denver, Littleton, that has, a couple hundred people. They're doing all that stuff. My concern is that people are buying into the Ron Paul thing, not because of liberty, but just because of the war, that the Democrats are saying, oh, yeah, Paul's our guy, because he's going to get us out of Iraq. In other words, he's against this war.
So what?
Exactly, and that's my point. Is we have a huge opportunity to get those people who are against war, but they still might want, universal health care and education, Department of Education, all that stuff. It's the opportunity to take those people who are against the war, period. That's their only single thing,
mm-hmm.
Because they say American voters are just single-issue voters. And bring them into the fold and say, oh, yeah, okay, we ended the war. Now, hey, guess what? We can also end, the tyranny of education. We can also end the tyranny of the tax collector. And they didn't buy into that in the beginning, but this is an opportunity to turn that around.
Absolutely.
So just because we've got a lot of people in these meetup groups, it seems like, and I've seen these people, they're Democrats, so-called Democrats, they're Republicans, they're independents, all sort of stuff. They just are against the war. So we can use this opportunity to pull those people.
Yeah, it's a great wedge issue because these are people who normally, in any other circumstance,
would never be around people like you and I, people with a principled understanding of liberty and freedom. They never would have an excuse to be around people like us unless it happened to be in a social setting and they happen to know you personally. So here you are with this opportunity, this unprecedented opportunity to bring these people that, again, they believe in government in some areas, bring them into the fold and talk to them on a one-on-one basis. You know, okay, you like Ron Paul in this area. Now let's explain how the principle of liberty applies in these other areas where you previously wanted, were interested in government assistance. And, I mean, if anything else, just encountering the message of freedom, a principled message of freedom, is going to chip away at the wall. You know, whatever mental walls they built up to block off their love for government programs from any sort of assault from the outside, those walls are going to be lowered a little bit simply by being around liberty-minded people. I think that that's going to be incredibly valuable.
Yeah, my exhortation to the people who believe in liberty and are behind Ron Paul for that is don't make Ron Paul a one-trick pony. Make Ron Paul kind of a another word for liberty. And you, but it just doesn't stop there. You have to, like you say, go one-on-one with these people. Say, hey, we can do the same thing to the IRS that we did to the army in Iraq. We can eliminate it.
Absolutely, I'm with you there. Any other thoughts, Brian?
Oh, you know, I always have another thought. Hey, I just took advantage of your LegalZoom.com 10% discount.
Super.
Yeah, I got in there and I saved $20 on my next patent application.
Fantastic.
I didn't even know they did that patent applications. Awesome.
I didn't know either. They got all
that.
Kinds of stuff there. Hey,
LegalZoom.com,
Brian,
man.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate
all
it. Right. Code is FTL if you want that discount. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL. What do you think about that, Mark? I mean, these people that normally would never come anywhere near the liberty movement all of a sudden have found themselves in proximity with people like you and I. That's going to have an effect.
Well, I think that there's lots. Yes, it's a great time to get them while they're thinking positive about a candidate and talk to them about particular issues.
So, this is your opportunity to increase the size of the pro-freedom movement in this country more than it's ever been. And I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I would agree.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. On the way, hour three is coming up. Still to talk about the imperial world and how we're living in it right now. Karen Kwiatkowski at LouRockwell.com has a few suggestions as to how to handle it. Because we're in it. Whether or not you believe it yet, we're there. The police state of America, if you will. Your comments as well about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Help.